This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You don't have a steel barrier or a wall. You're going to have human trafficking. You're going to have drugs pouring across the border.
President Trump again speaking in defense of his border wall plan as he leaves the White House a short time ago for a trip to the southern border with Mexico.
If we have the wall, we could have far fewer people working in terms of border security and doing an even better job.
At least one person's been detained for questioning in the death of a Shreveport, Louisiana police officer who was shot while walking to work last night. Two suspects have been arrested in Raleigh, North Carolina after a cop was shot there yesterday. He's hospitalized. Iran now confirming it has an American citizen, Michael White, in custody. The Navy veteran had been missing since July. It's believed he went to Iran to visit a woman he met online. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Egyptian officials today on his latest stop in a Middle East trip, and here's more from USA's John Clemens.
The purpose of Pompeo's trip is to reassure the leaders of the different countries like Turkey that the U.S. maintains its commitment to counterterrorism efforts as American troops are being pulled out of Syria and that our allies will be protected.
These have been folks that have fought with us, and it's important that we do everything we can to ensure that those folks that fought with us are protected. And Erdogan has made commitments. He understands that, I think he uses the language he talks about, he has no beef with the Kurds.
New York's Democratic mayor yesterday announces a plan for health care for all and mandatory paid days off in his state. When he was asked if that's a signal he's running for president, Bill de Blasio tells reporters,
it's a signal that we need to make more progressive change in New York City, but also a reminder that New York City can help lead the nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The CDC says it does appear the outbreak of E. coli in romaine lettuce is over. 62 people in 16 states became ill because of the outbreak that was tied to the lettuce grown in northern and central California, illnesses which began in early October. Amazon's CEO announcing on Twitter that he and his wife of 25 years are getting a divorce. The reason, an affair that's been made public, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Daily Mail reporting Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who's 54, has been having an 8-month-long affair with a 49-year-old TV anchor. Her name, Lauren Sanchez. She's the former anchor of Fox 11's Good Day LA. She is also married. Photos of the couple being made public in the National Enquirer. The two reportedly sharing sexy selfies and exotic vacations together. It's going to be a cost divorce for Bezos, who's been married to his wife Mackenzie for 25 years. He's worth $140 billion. The couple has four children, three sons, and a daughter.
And in California, Bay Area commuters have a new way to get to San Francisco. The area's first new ferry route in 7 years started running this morning from Richmond to San Francisco's ferry building. A one-way ride costs $9, while Clipper card holders will pay $6.75. Find us online at USA Radio News. No, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, as our culture continues to do all kinds of mental gymnastics over this fluid field of gender assignments, it is important for us to have people who are a little bit more on top of this and maybe will keep us out of trouble as we try to get through this process. Dr. Paul Nathanson joins us now. He's a gender relations academic professor who has defined the field of misandry in our culture. Dr. Paul, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you very much.
All right. So here we are as we continue to process, the whole gender identification conversation. People are finding themselves getting in trouble. We had a situation where, someone is looking like a man. And a clerk innocently acknowledges the individual and says, sir, but didn't know the person was transitioning, and that created a problem.
Right.
So what are we to do here? I mean, is everything so weaponized here that we cannot have a conversation without offending anybody? I mean, some people have, there's been some movement to say, look, we want to, throw down a penalty flag and start fining people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are having a discussion about it. And if we offend people, if I offend people, too bad. I don't care. Because there are some things that are important to say. Now, that particular incident was pretty grotesque because the person involved began having a tantrum and throwing things around. And so that's something out of a sitcom. But I, the larger underlying problems are really quite important.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the problems are the things that worry me are not isolated incidents like that, but rather there's a general tendency, not only among trans people, but in the larger society, to either ignore or downgrade science, and not only science, but implicitly reason as such.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's everybody in the world has either two X chromosomes or an X and a Y chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way nature is.
Right.
So to ignore that and say, well, yes, I have two X chromosomes, but I feel like somebody with an XY chromosome combo, that's about personal feelings, and it's not that I don't have sympathy with people who have a problem processing that, but it's not scientific. And if you use political correctness to censor people, which they do, and even to intimidate people, which that person in the store in Texas did, then there's something really wrong here. We can't have that kind of intimidation simply because we disagree with each other or because our feelings get hurt. That's not a good enough justification.
Well, I'm sure the clerk was being, you know, considerate by, you know, calling somebody sir. I mean, that is an acknowledged position of respect to somebody. You know, it's like where it comes from. We just got through the holiday season, and again, we're still stumbling in some experiences with people. I mean, I feel sorry for some of these kids where, you know, corporately, they seem to have handled it a little bit better. Maybe I was just in, you know, different stores this year and that. But that, especially the young, the young employees have been, you know, told by corporate America, well, just say happy holiday. Don't be annoyed because somebody said Merry Christmas to you.
You know what? I'm Jewish, and I'm pleased when people wish me a Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Good wishes are good wishes, no matter what.
Amen. Amen. And I think that in this particular case with this clerk, in referring to somebody as sir, you know, for all perceptions, as you say, acknowledging science, looks like a sir, says that, and so the person decides to, get unhinged here. And of course, there's all kinds of accommodation, you know, for this. And, and that's too bad for them. You know, Paul, I just, you know, for what we're doing here, but how do we address this in understanding that we want to, you know, look at, I want to respect your feelings. I mean, if that's what you're going through, hey, I respect that, but I think you should respect my intellect as well, to accept, you know, things that I perceive as being, you know, and have been trained to believe as scientific and normal versus something that here recently, we've decided, okay, this is going to be dynamic. We're going to suspend science, to accommodate people's feelings. Is that fair?
Well, you've got it. I mean, I can't disagree with anything that you said. I think that the level of incivility is really disturbing. And it's not, you know, this is a problem of identity politics in general. This is not, it's not just the trans phenomenon. You find the same thing coming out of feminism, the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's a very widespread phenomenon, and it's getting worse.
Well, my question at the end of the day, is it helping or hurting? Or is the jury still out on this?
Helping or hurting?
The greater cause for humanity and what we're trying to do here in our existence on Earth in this time and space. Does this advance or does this take us back?
Well, incivility never advances anyone. I mean, that's, I think, self-evident. Does the idea that people's identification is fluid or binary or non-binary, does that advance anything? Frankly, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it. I mean, because it's one more, you see, this fragmentation of identity is one more example, and you can find many examples, whether it's in terms of race or religion or whatever, of polarization and fragmentation and the loss of a sense that there's anything that really holds us all together, either as a nation or even as a species.
Exactly.
So I think that's a highly problematic thing.
Well, the thing that's happening in our culture more and more is what I call this invalidating spirit. If I can take you out of the conversation and invalidate you, That's pretty dangerous.
Exactly. That is that's an irrational, and frankly, it's closely related to the mentality that produces totalitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not. It's not just censorship in terms of things that you can say in print. It comes down to some, almost like self-censorship. Even thinking some things is considered impossible or outrageous.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Nathanson after this. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul.
about the truth because we know that you can handle it. Thank you for joining us. Make it 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Our conversation with Dr. Paul Nathanson continues. He's a gender relations academic professor who has defined the field of misandry in our culture. Dr. Paul, you know, it seems that this culture is in a gender crisis of an incredible magnitude right now. And the way I observe this is I believe that we have, you know, disconnected from founding principles. You say scientific principles, other God and God's laws and the nature of laws. They have all been suspended to accommodate something that some would say is just irrational. And we want to be respectful and understand whatever people must be going through, whatever dysphoria, whatever, you know, confusion they may be in. I'm not sure that we help them by trying to normalize something that on its face, if I can say this, is not normal.
Yes. Well, you know, let me just add here that I'm not discussing this from, you know, standing on Mount Olympus and looking at this problem from afar as if it doesn't affect me. Mm-hmm. I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I had plenty of years I spent trying to figure myself out and trying to deal with hostility and bullying and what have you.
Right.
But I still have to recognize the reality that most people are not gay,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay with me.
Right.
And I don't expect everybody to you know, pat my head and say, yes, yes, it's just fine. What they think is really irrelevant to me. I have to become the master of my own sense of identity.
Mm-hmm.
I expect to be free of persecution, but I don't expect everybody to love that aspect of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small aspect, but it nevertheless is there.
Right.
And so it's a question really of growing up.
Well, when we have, you know, situations, Paul, where, you know, this whole movement has somewhat become weaponized and people are forced to accept things, this is all tenuous. I mean, does not give you what it is you yourself as a gay man would want. And that is, you know, some sense of, you know, acceptance, certainly protection that you wouldn't be, attacked in any kind of hate sort of crime. I mean, you're another human being going through this journey of life as the rest of us are, you know, really trying to get a handle on our own identities as well. So, you know, everything that you deal with is consistent with everything else that anybody else is dealing with. It's just, okay, how do we, you know, how do we address this without, you know, going absolutely nuts when, as I say, things are weaponized and all of a sudden you get situations where people are, you know, story time. You get people that are pushing a narrative to young kids in a school and you got, you know, LGBTQ agendas being taught to kids during story time in a library.
Well, look, one thing I want to put this in context. This is not a problem. The trans phenomenon is one example of a much larger phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of ideology that it relies on, the mentality, the political mentality, is something that is prevalent among feminists, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much, much larger thing. It's not just trans.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the process of all this, you know, we go back to even just the core identities of male and female. Right now, as you mentioned, you know, feminism, what's going on? I mean, according to one professor, a report here that men are more disadvantaged in 91 countries
Study, right.
Yeah, right. I mean, so not a big surprise. I mean, we've been hearing about this for a while. Dr. Warren Farrell has written about it in The Boy Crisis. Also, Andrew Yarrow in Man Out has been talking about the cultural implications and impact on young boys. And here's...
Well, Catherine Young and I wrote 4 books on it.
Right. So go ahead.
No, I just have to say that the problem is immense. It's immense.
Well, the problem is immense. So help me understand from where you are right now and all that you've been discovering on this. How do we get, you know, to a point where, you know, is it possible? I mean, because right now, I mean, you've got, you know, you've got a movement here of trans and LGBTQ is one movement. And boy, I mean, they're moving hard and fast. And because of political correctness and cultural sensitivity and everything like that, you've got a majority of the country that's just saying, hey, as long as it doesn't bother me, I'm not going to worry about it. And, you know, and I'm certainly not going to make fun. I'm not going to be blatant and overt about it. I'm just going to be quiet, but I'm not going to accept it.
Well, there have always been people who don't want to rock the boat, and that's one reason why political correctness has gotten us where we are. There's a word for that. It's called cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got hell from a lot of gay people because I opposed gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I opposed gay marriage was not because I have anything against gay relationships. On the contrary, I think that's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion, but that's my opinion. But gay marriage, you see, deprives children of having both mothers and fathers.
Right.
That's my problem. So all this discussion about the rights of gay people, gay adults, sounds fine, except for one thing, that the whole point of marriage, basically, is to bring up children in the whatever the optimal conditions are.
Exactly.
And if you believe, as I do, I'm convinced, it's not a matter of belief or religious belief, that fathers are not the same as mothers, that they have a distinctive function within the family, and that children need fathers as well as mothers. Then the fact that gay marriage might benefit me personally is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to think about the kids, and you bring up a good point, and this is one that we've discussed many times before, Paul, that, you know, that child is of that mother and father. There are certain aspects I know in our family. My wife will deal with our kids, and she just, you know, is mind blown over our son. There are certain aspects about our son that she doesn't understand. And I deal with it, and it's so academic, it's so simple. I go, I understand that, that's pretty easy. And the same way with our daughter. I mean, you know, and if she wasn't there to participate, we'd probably cause brain damage to these kids, you know, trying to force a round peg in a square hole here.
Well, you know, it's very difficult to make the argument today, even to have an opportunity to make the argument that fatherhood is different from motherhood. Fathers are not just assistant mothers. And the children need fathers.
Right.
It's very difficult to make that argument.
Yeah, when you're in a politically sensitive culture that we find ourselves in today. But we will continue to do the best we can and to move forward and fight hard. Dr. Paul Nathanson with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate
individuals
it.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your pay-
paycheck. Close your business and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You don't have a steel barrier or a wall, you're going to have human trafficking, you're going to have drugs pouring across the border.
President Trump again speaking in defense of his border wall plan as he leaves the White House a short time ago for a trip to the southern border with Mexico.
If we have the wall, we could have far fewer people working in terms of border security and doing an even better job.
At least one person's been detained for questioning in the death of a Shreveport, Louisiana police officer who was shot while walking to work last night. Two suspects have been arrested in Raleigh, North Carolina, after a cop was shot there yesterday. He's hospitalized. Iran now confirming it has an American citizen, Michael White, in custody. The Navy veteran had been missing since July. It's believed he went to Iran to visit a woman he met online. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my hand, you hold my hand.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Founder and president of Ace Luciano Outdoors is going to be joining us. He's a best-selling author, Second Amendment advocate, as you might gather, and an outdoorsman personality. You might even say maybe the Tim Allen personified here on radio. Ace Luciano, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm excellent and happy to join you today.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about lots of things. I mean, you've got such varied interests, and which increases my curiosity even more. But particularly right now, because the topic happens to be border security, I understand you're a recent transplant to a border state. So what's your read on all this fuss regarding a wall or border security at our southern border?
Well, you know, I'm fond of the saying that you hear a lot. There are lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the side against the border wall is on the statistics side, meaning none of it is what is actually happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, being someone that has lived not in a border state. I've actually lived in two border states, but having not...
North and south, right? North and south. Yes, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in the north border. I lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which borders with Canada. And then I live now in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And from here, a stone's throw is maybe 45 miles to the border
mm-hmm.
from where I live, maybe 50. And I have to tell you, it is so crazy to see to go out when you're out in the outdoors a lot like I am and see the just the remnants of all the people that come through. When you get up on a hill and you look over a vast area, you can see where they have been, and there's mass evidence of their travel. Not just that, but we have a tremendous economic impact here from the illegals coming over the border. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do a lot of work, and I don't deny that a lot of these people are looking for a better life. That's everyone is welcome in America. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. But my grandparents were looking for a better life, too. That's why they came here.
Right.
They got on a boat. They came over. They went through Ellis Island, right? And mm-hmm. they became citizens, and they became American. They didn't say, hey, they're giving a bunch of free crap over there. Let's go there.
Right, exactly.
Not what it was about.
Well, I think certainly the Democrats have convoluted this whole process. I mean, and what they have done unfairly is you have migrants who want to have the ability to come here and, provide labor, but also to be allowed to go back to their home country. In other words, have passage in, like the Bracero program that existed decades ago, that the government decided somehow, it shouldn't work that way. And then it gets reinterpreted. And so now it gets all convoluted into illegal immigration, and people are here to provide a service. There are many people south of our border, and I would say a good percentage of those, that want to come here and work and go home. But you have to allow them free passage back and forth. But right now, the current immigration program gets in the way of that. And so, the migrant people get thrown in with illegal immigrants. And, it just makes it into a more confusing and complex process.
You know, it's so funny you mention that, because when I lived on the northern border, my closest border was Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and Ontario.
Right.
And there were a tremendous amount of people that lived in Sioux, Ontario, that came across the border and worked in Sioux, Michigan, in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Right.
And a lot of them were nurses. A lot of them were, physician assistants, healthcare providers. A lot of them were just general workers. Some of them worked in the grocery store, and it was a good flow back and forth. And I agree with you. That's a tremendously beneficial thing to both parties, right?
Right.
It benefits both sides. But the problem here is, I use the example of the typical family, right? When your family is going through hard times and you're broke, you don't take on extra. Right. You don't go buy a new car. You don't go out to dinner every night in the week. Mm-hmm. In this country right now, we're broke. Like we're at a pretty substantial deficit.
Exactly.
It's getting better. It's getting a lot better. But
we still got a lot to tackle. I mean, we're 21 trillion in debt here. That is the one that the media wants to talk about most. But I think our total liability is in excess of $200 trillion. So, those are real dollars, and that's what we're looking at here. So your point is well taken in terms of our fiscal health.
And I'll tell you, we have in Arizona here, we have a program called ACCESS.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled A-H-C-C-C-S. It's an acronym for, I believe, Arizona Healthcare Healthcare Cost Containment System, and it's our Medicaid program here in Arizona. Last year, in a booming economy, things are growing like crazy here, right? A booming economy, the best work availability, the best employment, the lowest unemployment in a decade. We added 50,000 people to ACCESS in just the Phoenix Valley.
Yeah.
50,000 people. Like, it's crazy.
And where did they come from?
A lot of people will tell you that illegal immigrants can't get any type of benefits or help. What they neglect to realize is a lot of these illegal immigrants come over and have children here.
Mm.
And when they come here and have children, those children are entitled to every benefit of a U.S. citizen, because technically, as of right now, they are citizens. And so they get to use the WIC programs
This whole deal, Ace, drives me nuts because of, you know, these anchor babies and what our government has done here. I mean, the Democrats are sideways over, you know, family separation and that sort of thing. I mean, the foundation of anchor babies, in a sense, creates separation, because now you've got a baby who's a citizen, a parent who is an illegal immigrant. And meanwhile, from time to time, we hear the stories of, you know, the parents being deported and the kids left in, you know, in the United States. But, you know, this is our government. We've created this mess, and for some reason, there's just not enough intestinal fortitude, political willingness to want to resolve this problem. But we continue to set this up, and you know, Democrats, Republicans, I guess there's just not enough pain to really go head-to-head with this right now.
Well, and the sad thing is that's only one piece of the pie.
Exactly, exactly.
I can't tell you how many times we have been out glassing for game, where I work with several large conservation organizations, and we'll be out either hunting or hiking or just viewing, and all of a sudden, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and a couple hundred yards away comes a line of guys with backpacks on, guarded by people with machine guns, and you're alone. You're 100 miles from help.
Guarded by people with machine... Guarded? I mean, we're talking... What are these? Cartel types that are guarding these people?
Yeah. Yep, drug mules that come through. I have a dear, dear family friend who has been... We went to high school together.
Mm-hmm.
He and his brother are both in law enforcement in the Tucson area. But he specifically has been a Border Patrol agent for 20 years. He is the first one to say, we need a wall. And every border agent I ever talk to down here says, oh, my God, do we need a wall? A wall would help us so tremendously, and it would help all these people. He tells me horror stories about people they find dead, almost dead, women raped, you know, all kinds of things that are left, just left in the middle of the desert. They're assaulted, raped, beaten, and left in the middle of nowhere, and these guys find them. And that's a human tragedy.
They Without a doubt.
Children alone in the desert.
Exactly. Ace Luciano is with us, and our conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you?
If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live. You come right in, into all my brokenness, into all my hopelessness. I am not alone. You come right in.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, as the Democrats continue to argue against something that they were for. You know, I don't blame the president for being rather dubious about their intent. How many times have they told Republican presidents, we'll put up that wall, we'll take care of that, and then they fail to follow up on their promise. And I believe what President Trump did yesterday in the Oval Office in confronting Leader Pelosi and the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, and, you know, calling the question, saying, all right, let's just say I sign, approve everything, reopen the government. Can we revisit the wall and budget? Are you going to give me money for the wall? And the answer from Leader Pelosi was absolutely not. Well, you know, end of conversation, you know, bye-bye, Felicia, as somebody would say. You know, what is there to discuss here? You know, zero is not compromise. That's not the way you do things. But look, if you've had it with this partial shutdown that's now coming to, it's going to be a record-setting day where this will be the longest shutdown in our history. We know President Trump's he likes records, but I'm sure he's not going to like this one being part of his legacy. But it seems that it will be. The Democrats are really stuck. But look, it's up to we the people. This is a government of for by we the people. So the silent majority cannot stay silent. It needs to, you know, get on the phone, let their representatives know that there needs to be a compromise here. We need to get this government open. Let's go ahead and open this up. Who cares? I mean, the only people that care about the president fulfilling a promise, you know, which is rather, you know, I would say, Ace Luciano, that it's somewhat unique in today that a politician would actually fulfill their promise to their voters, right?
And isn't it funny that as little as 5-6 years ago, all of these Democrats were singing an entirely different song. Mm-hmm. And a decade or more ago, Bill Clinton was saying that we need border security, that illegal immigration is wrong. I mean, these people, they change their opinion and their mission with the breeze and will literally do anything, anything to gain or retain power
right.
and control. That's what this is about. Mm-hmm. This is not about people. This is not about what's right. This is not about what's wrong. This is about power and control.
And I'm hopeful, Ace, that Main Street America is getting it. And they're seeing this played out. The longer that it plays out, you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are very well exposed on this issue. I know the mainstream media would want you to think Republicans are nervous about this, and maybe rightfully so in certain, you know, voting districts that there would be increased sensitivity or noted sensitivity about this. But the fact of the matter is that in every state of the union across this country, we have had one of our citizens murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant. How many more does that need to happen? How many more do we need to go through this? How many more angel families do we need to cry with before we say enough is enough?
Well, not to mention what the risk is from other more nefarious and more evil people that can come across, get in, do whatever evil deeds they want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I like to think that I'm a big-hearted guy. I like to think that I have compassion for my fellow man, and I really feel for people that want a better opportunity. I really think we would have open immigration, but it has to be, you have to come through the process,
exactly.
And you have to assimilate. You have to give, you know, you have to be productive. Back when my family came over, they were asked questions, like if they had family here, what was their trade? Did they have a place to live?
How are they going to support themselves?
Right, exactly. Like
common sense questions, right, that you'd want to know.
Correct, that you would want to know. And now, you know, the pantry is bare. Mm-hmm. And we keep kicking this can down the road. Eventually, there's no more road left. And when we come to that cliff, it's too late. And what I really think, I've had the fortune to be in places with President Trump. I've had the fortune to ask him several questions on the record, and I've had the great fortune to see him interact with other people, not as a candidate or as president, but in prior engagements. And since then, I've seen some of this family. And what I can tell you is, whether you like Donald Trump or not, there are certain characteristics about him that are indisputable. One is that he is a tremendous negotiator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, quite possibly the best we've seen in the White House when it comes to negotiating skill.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the most eloquent pontificant? No. You know, does he maybe say some things sometimes that would be better left unsaid? Without question. But here is a guy that really, everybody forgets this. He didn't have to be here.
Right.
Here's a guy that's a billionaire. He could sit back and do anything he wanted for the rest of his life. And instead, he chose to take not even daily, but hourly and sometimes by the minute, criticism, hassle, stress, aggravation, castigation, you know, assault. Verbal assault, you name it, right? That he would never have to put up with if he remained in a private person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And does it all for free.
Right.
It costs him, every day he's president, costs him money, right?
Right.
So when you look at it that way, you think, look at some of our other politicians that aren't in that situation. How many politicians do we have that have become wealthy since they've become politicians, and how many of those are on the side against the wall? And you just have to wonder, where's the benefit?
Exactly.
And I have to just look back and say, it's all about the power.
Well, it's that old axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for. And in the realm of the political, it's money and power. I mean, Lindsey Graham called them out. He called them out for what they were. You know, that the ends justified the means, that their hunger for power was so extreme. He said, I hope to God you don't get it. And when he said that, that was quite foreboding, you know, and I'm talking about one of his closing lines during the Kavanaugh hearings, when he called right. out the Democrats, you know, for what they were doing, that they're so power hungry that they're willing to suspend, common sense and civility and to do what even Harry Reid, what Harry Reid did. And he sits there in the well of the Senate, which I think should be a hallowed place, and admits to a lie about Mitt Romney and just kind of laughs about it and says, well, he didn't get elected anyway. So in the Democratic economy, it is the ends justify the means. And so we have seen this happen time and time again, and certainly with what's gone on with the Mueller investigation and what's been revealed with the corruption, you know, within the FBI and our intelligence community. I mean, this is really a sad commentary that America finds itself in the middle of right now.
And, you know, there's another phrase that I'm very fond of saying, and that is freedom isn't safe. Freedom is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, we made history with the past congressional elections. We elected more women to representation in the House and Senate than ever before. Two of those women were Muslim women, right? And that has a lot of people up in arms. Regardless of what you think of whatever, freedom is dangerous. Freedom for one is freedom for all, right?
Right.
Those are good things. We are a diverse, we're a wonderful nation. But I have to look at that and say, you know, we elected two Muslims to Congress, and that side of the aisle is so open and welcoming of that. One of my own senators here refused to swear on the Bible, which was another right. controversy here, right, in the area.
Yes.
And I have to tell you that it was quite surprising when I looked at the amount of scrutiny and literal assault on several judicial candidates, including Judge Kavanaugh, on their Catholicism.
Right.
Freedom for one is freedom for all. And like I say, I welcome all comers. This is the melting pot of nations. But this isn't come here from your third world country and make this more like your third world country.
Exactly.
That's not what this country is about.
Well,
and having lived on two borders,
mm-hmm.
I really see that difference. I mean, I see it every day.
Well, it's e pluribus unum. You know, from the many come one. Well, what unifies us? You know, if it is not our political ideals that ultimately lead us to liberty and freedom that you're talking about, that is win-win for all. It's not at another's expense. It is for all. And that's, I believe, has been forgotten, Ace, and we're paying a price for that, no doubt. Well, look at
it. KFK said it years ago. A rising tide lifts all boats.
There it is.
A Democrat.
Ace Luciano on Bill Martinez Live. Ace, all the best to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to continuing the conversation in the months ahead in this coming year. Look for a lot of great things from you. Ace Luciano on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ace. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place.